And you're very welcome back to Lifeline here on this Thursday morning. It's coming up to 4 minutes past ten, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the students of the Donaghy's. Good morning to you. I'm going to speak to Aisha and Stephen first, and they're going to talk a little bit about domestic violence. Are you both in transition year?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so how did this all come about?
Well, in our school there's a programme called YSI. And at the start of the year, you can pick which option to choose. A lot of us in our class decided to go for YSI for our subject. And basically, YSI stands for Young Social Innovators. And it's like Ireland's largest social awareness and education program for 15 to 18 year olds. But most people do it in transition year. And basically, what the aim of YSI to do is to get young people involved with social issues in their community and help better the lives of others. So for us, we decided to pick domestic violence. And I'll throw it to Stephen now, who will explain.
Domestic violence is aggressive behaviour in a relationship, like hitting your partner or emotionally attacking them.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of people think domestic violence is just physical violence, but it actually isn't. And it's hard to believe that it's over 300,000 people that are in domestic violent relationships at the moment. So when you were doing your research, did you go to the refuge, you know, the women's refuge and stuff like that, or how did you come up with the information?
Like, we have contact with one of the refuge centres, and so we did get a lot of statistics from them. And our group project is actually called 23 times too many, because statistically, 23 times is the amount of times a person will be abused before they report it to an authority or try to get help. Mm-hmm. So there's like this big stigma attached to domestic violence, and people just think that it's a taboo subject, like, you know, you shouldn't talk about it, sweep it under the rug. Mm. But for us, we're trying to break that whole silence. And there's also a big stereotype that, you know, only men can hit women, and it's not the case. And LGBT relationships can also have domestic violence relationships, and it's just our main goal is to try break these stereotypes and just bring awareness, because especially with younger generations, sometimes it's hard to talk to them, like, because you never know, sometimes they might be in a domestic violence kind of situation. So we're trying to implement it in our school, but in a way that's sensitive and kind of like enlightening at the same time.
Exactly. And Stephen, you've been a male, and we know here in Ireland it goes on as well, like men are being in domestic violent relationships as well, and they don't speak out as much maybe as women might. We know the organisation Amen, there's a lot of men that are going through this as well. Why do you think a lot of men or boys, whatever, wouldn't speak out about it more than women do?
I think men don't speak out about it because they feel that they're going to be judged for being weak about it by females and other males.
Mm. And it's really, we're in 2017, and you know, I've done interviews with both sides, and it's hard to believe that there's grown men out there, men that, you know, they say they can't, they be six foot tall men, their wives are quite small. This particular man was in a violent relationship for years and couldn't tell anybody because he felt too embarrassed to think that a woman half his size was, you know, doing this to him, and he just felt so lonely and couldn't talk for years. And then he said someone came along to him one day and said there's something going on, and he told the story then. But I think what you're doing is great, and you need to get more people, you know, talk. And as you said, it's not just male and female, it can be any type of relationship, and it's not just physical violence.
Yeah, that is true. And especially in Ireland, there's, to my belief, I think there's only one refuge centre for men, that's Amen.
Mm.
And that's also another issue we try to tackle. Like, we need more refuge centres for both genders. Like, you know, it's 2017, they kind of need to step it up.
Exactly, and need to talk a little bit more as well. So Aisha and Stephen, a while back we were in Parnell's and there's about, 13 students in here today from the Donaghy's, and it was, you did a little kind of act on each and the different types of violence, and as I said, domestic isn't just domestic, it can be emotional as well. So you're going to do something like that for us today and explain the different types?
I don't think so, just because it was more of a social experiment than anything.
Yeah.
Like, when I wrote it, I kind of just wanted to see what the audience would see. Like, you know, it is hard to spot a violent relationship.
It is, yeah.
So I think for now we won't, but we do have a lot of other things we'd like to talk
about.
But
it was very good what you did. Maybe you should do it, go around more places and do it again, because it does raise awareness. And if someone's sitting there and saying, well, maybe I didn't think I was, because I wasn't been actually smacked or punched, as you do, you know, maybe someone's, as I said, it can be like, are you wearing that? Why are you wearing those clothes and the way you look? It can be all different types. So it's just to raise awareness of...
Yeah, like it's not just physical, it's emotional.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So you're in transition year, both of you.
Yeah.
And are you just concentrating specifically on this year, or are you doing other stuff throughout the year?
We're probably going to continue this into fifth year as well, because we have a lot of things planned and some are like very future plans that we need a bit more to get to do them.
Okay, so is there anything else you just want to say before we bring on Brian and Tiki?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay, I probably pronounced that completely wrong. Thanks for that, Aisha and Stephen. Okay, now we're going to talk to Brian and Tiki. I've got that wrong, have I, Tiki?
Yeah, it's Tiki.
Tiki.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anyway, you're very welcome to Near FM and to Lifeline. So tell us your part in all this.
Well, we went to Speako a couple of weeks back, and it's where a lot of YSI teams from different schools come together to present their projects.
All right, go ahead.
And we presented ours on stage. You get 2 minutes.
Right.
To for like a drama kind of representation
was
of your project.
Is that like the one you did in Parnell's?
Yeah,
yeah,
but we kind of added more
stuff.
It's kind of to explain your whole project of so far of what you've done.
Yeah.
Like we had 2 minutes to be on stage, and that's not very long.
No.
And we did do a lot of stuff. So implementing all those stuff to present is really hard. It was like we had a lot of practice. It was very like time consuming, but we managed to get on the end, and I think we did pretty well overall.
Great. And you have to keep getting the word out there and letting people know. Do you find it hard? Do you think people are reluctant to talk about it?
Yeah, more men than women, because like masculinity and stuff, it's not like it's really, because other people do judge.
Yeah,
like everyone judges people, so it's harder for men to speak up, because men don't show their emotions like women do.
Exactly. And nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors, do they really?
No.
You know, you could think, oh, that's a really happy, the perfect family, and you don't know what's going on really.
Mm-hmm.
And it is getting people to talk, and as you said, 23 times it takes that to kind of come out and say, really, if it happens once, that's enough, you know, shouldn't continue on. Okay, is there anything else that you want to get out there this morning?
We just wanted to talk about a bit more about the Speako, because it was held in Mansion House. It was like all the teams had to present. We'll begin our results in April to see if we're true to the next Speako, I suppose.
And what does that mean if you're true to the next speaker?
We need to do it again, but in front of the other teams who've also won, because there was actually a morning time where the schools came in and an afternoon. We were in the morning, around 10 o'clock. So we might be able to get through, and our project might win the YSI.
Oh, very good. Great. That'd be a great achievement.
Yeah, it would.
Well done. And you're doing great work, as I said, for such young people to be involved in something like this, it's really good. Did you get the opportunity to ever go down to a refuge and talk to any people down there, or would that be a bit too young to do that, I guess?
Right now, maybe later in the future.
Yeah, when you're a bit older.
Because we do have a contact with a refugee, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
But it just... Yeah, it's age, this age and stuff, so that we can't really like go down there right now. But maybe we can get the spokesperson to come down to our school and talk about it. Maybe they can bring a few.
And do you see yourself in the future being involved with something like this, like in work terms? Yeah,
definitely.
Would you as well?
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great, I suppose, vocation, you would say, to help people like that, because... You know, as we're saying, there's so, like, I couldn't believe the numbers that I just looked up there quickly. Over 300,000 people in Ireland have been severely abused by a partner at some point in their lives. I mean, that's a really high number.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is. Okay, well, listen, thanks a million.
Thanks for having us.
Brian and
thanks, Debbie.
Cheeky.
Jackie.
I get that out. Thanks a million. And now I'm going to talk to Leah Hodkins and Kira O'Neill. Got that right. There's some of those names. How are you?
Hello.
And I'm seniors as well in Parnell. So tell us a little bit about you, what a book you have done so far.
So as my other classmates explained, what our project 22 Times Too Many is about, we have undergone a lot over the last number of weeks. And back a few weeks ago, Northside Partnership held a mental health event called Love Up in Parnell GA Club, as you said.
Yeah.
And luckily enough, we got asked up to talk about our project and about domestic violence. And we did a scenario with two couples, a male and a female, and a couple of the same sex relationship. And one of our classmates, Aisha, who was speaking earlier, she was talking about the couple's relationships between each other and the background story. And we got the crowd involved then, and they were like picking which couple they thought was in the abusive relationship. And obviously, it turned out that the female was abusing the male in the relationship. And everyone assumed it was the male abuser.
I remember that, which one do you think is the abuser?
Yeah,
I remember that. And it is, sometimes people automatically think if you see a big strapping 6 foot man and a little woman, that there's no way she'd be able to do that. But it is happening.
And what we're trying to get across is domestic abuse shouldn't be defined by gender, and it can happen on both sides of the relationship, male and female. And we're also in the middle of planning a positive relationship week in our school to raise further awareness for students. And we're holding a tea morning in our school as well to raise awareness again for domestic violence. And Barry's Tea offered to sponsor us.
Great.
To give us tea bags and stuff like that.
That's good. That's great, the work you're doing.
And we're raising money for local charities as well. And anyone in the community is very welcome to come down to it. And we're talking about domestic violence again and so on. And we're trying to get a speaker in who has had experience with domestic abuse and in a relationship to tell their story and what they've gone through. And we're actually in talks with Emma Murphy at the moment.
Okay.
And back a few, was it about a year ago? And she was in a relationship with a man and she got abused, and she put it up on Facebook, a video of her all abused and stuff. And we're trying to get her down because she's done a lot of raising awareness herself on domestic abuse. And we're trying to get her across to say, to talk about that, nobody should ever feel ashamed to speak about it, to tell someone, because if you don't tell anyone, it's just gonna keep happening, if you once the person has hit you, they're gonna keep doing it again, you're better off just telling someone. Yeah, I'm gonna pass it over to Leah now.
We made a positivity box for our speaker, which is basically a box with quotes, positive quotes that we handed out, and it's just basically to just boost people's confidence and stuff like that. And we made bands, purple and white bands.
Oh, very good.
Because it's the colour of hope, and we just wanted, it's domestic violence colours as well, and we just wanted to, raise awareness.
Yeah.
And we made a leaflet in the school, which is just, points about domestic violence and, helplines and stuff that we presented at the speakout. Mm. And then we sent an email yesterday to a refuge centre, because we're looking to donate sanitary bags down to a refuge centre for
That's
women.
A great idea, yeah.
And a male victim of domestic violence will be hopefully coming in to our school on our tea morning.
Great.
To speak about, because we don't want people to think that just only women can talk about it, that men can talk about it as well.
It's getting the men out to talk. They very reluctantly talk about really any of their emotions or feelings. But I actually did an interview a while ago with the women's refuge down just here in Gulak, and that's a great idea what you're doing about getting sanitary bags up, she says, because 9 out of 10 times when women have to run from their homes, they come with nothing, and they've got children with them, they've no pyjamas, the necessity things, pajamas, sanitary stuff, and that's what they need. So we did something like that. It was around Christmas, and that's what we did. We got pajamas, and you know, for all different age groups, because when they're in that type of relationship and someone comes home, that's it. They just have to sometimes just run with nothing. So it's a great idea what you're doing. Have you ever spoke to anyone from Women's Aid?
No, we actually haven't got in contact with them, but they do a lot of stuff, and that's we're trying to, like, I have got in contact with them on Twitter and talked to them a bit, but like not much.
It's great. Yes, they're so young. I know you're in transition. It's great that you're doing this and you have so much interest. And as I said, hopefully when you get older, maybe you'll be involved in this type of work. But we did a drama here, actually, going back about a year and a half ago on this. And if you should have a listen to it, actually, I think it's up on podcast. It's called A Woman, A Dog and a Walnut Tree, something like that. But it's all to do with domestic violence. And it's all different classes. You know, there was a doctor and there was a judge, and you know, people think, oh, it's only from a working class area that's domestic violence. It's not, it's from every different type of class. So it's actually quite good. Have a listen to it and you'll get to hear. And they're really, really good people who are acting. But then we had somebody on from Women's Aid to talk about the amount of phone calls to get in, but it is still like for men to kind of get out there and talk about it. But keep up the good work, because they're doing really, really well.
Thank you.
So we're going to have a singer now, is it? Now I hope this works. She's going to sing a song, and is it to do with to domestic violence as well? Leah, is it? No, that was Leah and Kira. Who am I speaking to?
Roisin
and Chloe. How are you? So both of you are going to sing?
Yeah.
I remember you, so very good. I'm going to play this back and track. Hopefully it'll work, as Dave's after putting it up here. So tell us a little bit about the song you're going to sing.
Well, we looked up stories about people being in a domestic relationship, and we just got our inspiration from that, and then
just decided to
go.
And so yous are all still involved. You just don't sing the songs. You're all involved with this as well, doing all the work, and yous are all behind it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the name of the song?
Back to Pain.
Right, okay. Well, hopefully this will go okay, and you'll hear the track and the backtracking, and you just go ahead.
I wonder if this is how my life will be. Scared of what he is gonna do to me.
He tells me he'll kill me, that I'm going to hell. If anyone asks him, tell him I fail.
I loved you, maybe still do, but you beat me and broke me. What can I do?
Every time that she hurts me, I always come back
to her, back to pain. Nothing has changed, she's still the same. They loved you, maybe still do, but you beat them and broke them. What can they do? Stand up for yourself and your rights as a human being. You are strong, you are beautiful, and you are worth more than you believe.
Well done. Very good. Absolutely brilliant. And remember hearing you that Wednesday when we were around in at Parnell's, and you have a fabulous voice. Very, very good. So do you still do a lot of singing?
Yeah, we do, especially in and around the school. There's a lot of things you can do.
Well done. And you're not nervous for anything going live? Everyone listening to you, isn't there? Really, really good. So is there anything else you want to get out there before we finish up?
Oh, we just want to say that when we were writing this song, it took us a few weeks, because we, like, as Chloe said, we looked over, like, stories of people who went through domestic relationships and stuff like that, and we kind of, like, took their stories and made them a part of the song. And I think we done a song because, like, music always gets across better than words do.
Exactly, yeah.
So we kind of just wrote a song and composed the music behind it. Just something that, like, if we do end up going to, like, refuge centres and stuff like that, if people don't like to just sit and listen to people talk, they kind of just sit and listen to the song or stuff like that.
Great idea. And you have your big purple positivity box sitting up there. Have you got a lot of stuff in there? A lot of quotes and...
Yeah, there's, like, the little things that we made to boost people's confidence, and the leaflet is in there too. So
great. And where will you be giving this leaflet out on the day? You have down in the school or anywhere else? Yeah,
there'll be a point where, like, the box will be and the leaflets will be.
Great.
Like,
so you're going to continue on this until the end of the year, and what happens then when this year is finished? Will you continue on with it, or
hopefully, if we get through to the showcase, it'll be just something that we can carry with us until we finish school, and maybe after school as well.
You might set up something and go ahead with it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks a million for coming in. A load of you there. Are they just listening, or are they going to come in? It's great to see you all. I mean, I did see a lot of you in Parnell's that Wednesday, and it was a great day. Absolutely. Did you stay for the whole day?
Yeah, we stayed for the whole day.
When people got up and told the whole story, so it was really, really interesting. But if you have anything else coming up like that again, do come in, get in touch with us, and well done with the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Download a podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
Near FM.
Join me, Fergus Carroll, at 10:30 every Saturday morning for the Saturday Sport Show.
The Scottish Cup 5th round, Dunfermline Athletic 2, Celtic 4. Republic of Ireland captain Robbie.
And tune in each Sunday night at 8 o'clock for the Sports Results programme.
2012 qualifying draw was made. The Republic of Ireland.
Anyway, before I go on to more of the promos, I forgot to mention the Water Day. Tell us what's happening.
Okay, so because we're trying to get into the community and tell people what we are doing in our school, we also have a water day, and basically it's raising awareness on, like, you know, water and its importance, as obviously, you know, it's called a water day.
Great. And that's taking place?
That's taking place in our school.
Wednesday, the 30th of March, I have here from 10 a.m. Yeah. to 12:30 in the school. Just explain exactly where is your school.
Our school is in Donaghmead.
Donaghmead-Streamville, Vaud.
Streamville, okay. Yeah. So it's the Donaghys in Donaghmead.
Yeah.